setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. In other words, it's all about you because you were created to fill a unique role. That means you are needed. But it also means that you must do it. There is a duty for you to be you because somebody out there needs you to be you. This is not a selfish ambition. This is a selfless ambition. We were all created to contribute. And so today may be your day that you get the clarity that you need. We're going to look at what you do best, talent, strengths, skills, what you love to do most, passion, work that makes your heart come alive when you think about it. When you're in the middle of it, time seems to just disappear. And when you're done with it, there's tremendous joy and satisfaction with the results of the work. When we can figure out how those intersect, when you can do what you do best and use it to do what you love to do most, you're in your sweet spot. Multiple paths in the sweet spot. So let's get clear so that we can be confident and ultimately be courageous to stay on the path, because again, your purpose needs to be fulfilled. Let's go, let's go, let's go. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. We go to Cece, who's on the line in Tallahassee, Florida. Cece, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
I want to know if it makes sense to stay several more years in a job that has a lot of money-making potential if it is not my dream job.
No.
That was easy.
Yeah, what'd you think I was going to say? Yeah, Cece, look, it pays really well. And even though it's slowly sucking your soul out of you, I want you to keep doing it because, you know, at the end of the day, this journey in life is all about how much money we can sock away and how much stuff we can buy. I'm not going to say that ever.
No.
So what's your real question? Because you knew I was going to say that. So what's the real question today?
Well, then how do I make the transition to something else? So I know what my passion is.
Which is?
Teaching.
Teaching who?
Teaching science at the college level.
Great. So your question is, Ken, how in the world
do I get there?
How do I get there? Yeah. So you could have just saved us all a little bit of time and asked me that. So here's how you get there. Incrementally and intentionally. Okay. Actually, let me flip those words. Sometimes I make stuff up as I go along. It's intentionally and then incrementally. So we're going to come up with a plan. We got to figure out what's the best path or what are multiple good options to transition. And so that's okay. The intentionality. And then, as with anything, it's going to take a little bit of time. So that's the incremental. So we start with, we know where we want to go. Check. You know that. I want to teach science on the college university level. Great. So the next question is, what do I need to learn and do to get qualified? Do you know the answer to that question?
I do.
Great. Check the box. Now, how much is that going to cost financially? Do you know how much?
It shouldn't be more than a few thousand because I already am qualified for teach most of the courses I want to teach.
Okay, great. So we'll give you a check mark, even though I want you to be absolutely certain.
Okay.
In the next couple of days, I want you to be able to say, okay, this is what it's going to cost me financially to get qualified. All right, so then we check that box. So based on the financial cost and then the cost of your time, so we look at our budget and we look at our relationship commitments, our relationship reality. And so based on that, how long is it going to take you to get qualified?
Probably a year.
Great. Check the box. All right. Now, once you get qualified, do you have any idea what that position is going to pay? Have a general idea, at least a range of the position you want? What's it going to pay?
I I think that it pays around 50.
How much do you make now?
75.
Okay, so that's a $25,000 hit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just to get in. Is that entry mm-hmm. level, or does it go up from 50 over time?
It should go up.
To
over
what?
Time. I don't know that question.
Go get the answer.
I don't know the answer to that question.
It's okay, because what we're walking through is what you need to do next. And so we want to get the answers to everything we just discussed. Now, once you have the answers, and by the way, you've got most of them, obviously, but we need to be able to sit down. Are you married?
I am.
Great. So now we got to get those answers. This is over the next 3, 5, 7, 10 years, I can get to this point financially. So now we've got that number. So now we can sit down with the hubs and we can say, okay, it's a $25,000 hit initially, but over this amount of time, I can get up to here. And so you both mm-hmm. look at each other and go, okay, what has to be true for us to be able to adjust to this? Okay. Because you're going to be happier, most likely, once we verify what it is you want to do and that you can do that, you'll be happier over the long haul. So what are the financial changes you guys need to make? That's a part of the plan, by the way. So here's the deal.
Okay.
Let's go back into the plan. It's going to take you a good year to get qualified. So in the year of getting qualified, you guys are going crazy, saving up money, selling stuff. Let's just get all the extra money we can get that will help ease the transition in that first year to 2 years. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Okay. And then go for it. Just go forward.
Okay.
Awesome. And that's how you transition. But listen, the other thing you need to do in that year is you want to be using the proximity principle. Are you familiar with this?
Just from listening to the show, I've not had a chance to read the book yet.
It's okay. I'm going to give you the book only if you promise to read it. Will you read it if I give it to you?
I will read it, yes.
All right. Hang on the line, CC. My best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, is coming your way. This is what you need to be doing starting today, and then through that whole year of getting qualified, or is making the relationship connections so that when you are ready to roll, people are waiting for you. They're going, when are you going to get done, CC? So that's the other half of the question that you folks call me about. Well, Ken, how do I get there? Okay. And then, but what we always want to know is, okay, I understand the qualification part, but how do I actually get the job? Well, A, qualify, get qualified, then number two, or B, stay within my structure. B, you got to make the connections so that getting qualified is just the entry point. It's just the price of admission. So I got qualified, boom, now I got opportunity. So many people get hung up. Here's a very successful woman, CC, going, okay, Ken, I know exactly what I want to do, but I don't know how to get there. And everything we just went through was not rocket science. Let me review it for those of you who are new to the show or for those of you who need the encouragement, because it seems scary until we break it down. Number one, what do I have to learn, do to get qualified? Number two, how much is that going to cost me? Number three, how long is that going to take? Those answers shed light on the path. That's not so scary. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. I just got a report today that our resume template package, it is a package of 6 fantastically designed, all different resume templates that are basically inspired by my free resume guide that has been downloaded by hundreds of thousands of people. So the team created 6 customizable resume templates built on my resume philosophy, which has helped hundreds of thousands of people. It includes instructions for building the resume, plus the 10 do's and don'ts of job applications. And you get 6 templates for, ready for this? $9.99. And I guess they're going bananas. So I don't talk about them much on the show, but people are buying them like crazy. So if you want to go check them out, kencoleman.com/store. $9.99, you get 6 different templates to choose from. You can mix and match and use them for different jobs and different applications. Great gift for your college student that needs an edge. So there you go, kencoleman.com/store. Your Oasis on Talk Radio, talking about what you were created to do and how you can make that job the dream job, the reality. Yeah, it's possible. You don't have to be like 70% of Americans who are so miserable in their work they can't stand going in the office on Monday morning. They're just trying to make it to happy hour on Friday. Life's way too short to live for the weekend. On average, Americans will work, listen to this, 90,000 plus hours in their lifetime. 90,000 plus. Now, you take that plus sleep time, and you just sit there and soak on the fact that you spend a huge majority of your life at work, and you were actually created to do something specific that is very purposeful and very meaningful. So why in the world would you be miserable at work when there is a way out? I promise there is. Let me help you discover the way out. Where do we want to go? We'll help you with that too. You have the answers. Trust me, it's on your heart. Sometimes I just have to uncover it for a while. So let's go. 844-747-2577. And we're going to go to Fabi, who's on the line in Riverside, California, where we're live on our affiliate KCAA. Fabi, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Great to be on the show and good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. How can I help?
I've been listening to the show for a while, and I think I'm finally ready and have the courage to go for the dream job. I just don't know what it is.
Ah, okay. So we've got the courage. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yes.
All right. I just wonder if you really don't have some idea. It's rare that I hear a person say what you just said, Fabi, which is, I have no idea what I want to do. I think you have some ideas, but you're just afraid to say it, or you think it's silly, or you think it's impossible, and so you're saying, Ken, help me. And I'm going to look at what you do best and what you love to do most, but I want to start with this idea, and I want you to try to answer it, okay? You ready?
Okay.
All right, Fabi. If I took away all the risk, no risk, it was guaranteed that you would be successful and that you wouldn't fail. And you got to try anything you wanted to try with no risk, what would it be? Come on, Fabi, you've wondered about it. Even if you were in the eighth grade or if you were a little girl, what have you always wondered about? Don't lock up.
Well, the thing is that,
come on.
The thing is some crazy changes, if that makes sense. So I heard you say this before, right? So I think about it, and sometimes I think of one thing, and sometimes I think of another, and I'm afraid of being wrong.
I know. So stop. So you just admitted you thought of things. You just told our audience that you sometimes think of one thing and sometimes you think of the other. Tell me at least the two things that you've thought of lately. Tell me. Stop worrying about what they sound like and if they're right or wrong. It's my job to see if we can figure out if they are right or wrong, but tell me what you're wondering about.
Okay. Conferences. I love planning things, and so if I could answer your question, yes, being like the planning team of a conference, like marriage conferences or other type of conferences, being on the backstage and planning to help to plan conferences.
Okay, great. What's another thing you've thought of?
I thought of school. Like, I also enjoy my time in college. So like study abroad programs, people that help students with going to study abroad or giving speeches or talking to them about things like that.
Okay.
I guess in a similar way, right? Conferences to them.
Okay, so this would be like a guiding students, is that what you're saying? Like
yes.
Okay, like an academic advisor.
Type of, yeah. Although okay. I'm most particularly in that area of like study abroad.
Okay, yes. Great. But you see my thing, we got two things now, all right? Now, just for you and the audience, because you're just all wrapped up in your head, let's get you out of your head. So what we do is when someone has an idea and we want to know if it's right or wrong, we want to put it to the sweet spot test. The sweet spot is at the intersection, Fabi, of what you do best and what you love to do most. Now, you already gave us a clue, and so I wrote it down. We want to look at what you do best, that's talent, strengths, and skills, and then what you love to do most, work that makes your heart come alive. All right, so underneath passion, I wrote planning because you said, I love planning. So I scribbled that down really quick. Tell me what other types of roles or functions or tasks that you just get really excited about.
I think creating something that evokes emotions. It can be a movie clip, a presentation, a 2-minute speech, or like I said, being in the backstage. So knowing that somebody's going to talk and I'm supporting them and I'm putting them on the schedule. But being part of something that evokes emotion.
Got it. I love that. That's so good. All right, now let's go over to the talent side. Things you do best. If I interviewed people that know you, Fabi, and I said, tell me the top things that Fabi does better than anything else that she does, what would they tell me?
Okay. I'm good with numbers, and I'm good at analyzing reports. I'm a good communicator and training, I think, teaching.
Okay, great. Go ahead. One more thing. Give me one more. There's no wrong answer. What else?
I think I'm good at public speaking.
Public speaking. Okay, very good. So I wrote that down with communicating. Okay, so that's the same thing. Okay. All right, now, if I was going to make you choose between being that academic guide advisor or planning conferences, so you were really going to be a logistics event planner, coordinator, event producer, whatever. If I had to make you choose today, which one would you choose?
I think the event planning, the conference.
Yeah, why?
Well, that's why I'm not sure, but maybe because in part of it, because I've done some of that, so I guess I'll feel comfortable.
Yeah, but I mean, how much do you love that? How much do you love the whole concept of thinking about it, analyzing what needs to be done, coming up with a list, executing, communicating to all the different players? How much do you love being a part of that to when the event's over and everybody goes, wow, what a great event? How much do you love the idea that you were a huge part of a smooth and successful and efficient event?
I do love the idea.
I can hear you smiling. Everybody else could. I could literally hear your cheeks cracking. Now, Fabi.
Yes.
Well, let's just look at this. Does this fit in your sweet spot? Does being an event planner allow you to be in your sweet spot? Well, let's go back. You said you're really good at analyzing things. You're good at communicating. You said you're a number person, but I think you're a pattern person. You're a detail person. You didn't say that, but I guess you are. Is that true?
Yeah, to some extent.
Yeah, to some extent. Okay. And then the passion side is you love planning things that evoke emotion. That's what you said. So would this role of being an event coordinator, producer, planner, would that be right in the middle of your sweet spot?
Yes.
Yes, it is. So now the question becomes, what is it going to take for you to get qualified? What do you have to learn, do to get qualified? How much is that going to cost you? How long is it going to take? So we've gotten clear. Now we got to get qualified. And so, Fabi, do you know what it takes to get qualified?
More or less, like I said, it's something that I've done.
Right.
I do have a degree in marketing.
Yeah.
And my past jobs have been planning certain events.
Exactly.
It's just that I haven't get to that conference side, I guess. He was planning events for a company.
Right, but that's not difficult. That's not difficult. So here's your homework assignment. Your homework assignment is do some research on companies that are doing events. Maybe they're a convention-based company. They do a lot of live events. They may do anyway. It could be any industry, by the way. Don't limit yourself to any one industry. You could work for a real estate company that does a lot of events. You could work for a local convention center that is bringing in events all the time. That would give you a tremendous variety. I'm giving you some ideas, but your homework assignment is to identify all the different ways that you could do what it is that you just described. And folks, this is what it's all about. Getting clear, looking inward so that we can move upward. Don't go. More calls, more clarity coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly 3 times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? If you want an easier job search, sign up for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com. That's ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. Sign up for free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Not another political talk show, but it's all about purpose, your purpose. Helping you figure out, what is it that I am supposed to be doing with my life? You do have the answers to be able to formulate that clear direction. And it's my job to get it out of you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Tim, who's on the line in Sioux City, Iowa. Tim, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
I am living the dream, Tim. How can I help?
I just had a question about a toxic work environment. So okay. I just graduated college. I accepted a position out of the company. And after 2 months, I realized that the environment was toxic. I didn't really fit. You're only allowed like 3 personal days, and it just wasn't something I want to be into. But I read online that, you know, you leave your job within 6 months to a year that it looks bad on a resume. So I guess my question is, should I leave this job? There's other jobs I've been looking for. And so that's my question. Should I leave this job and pursue something else?
Well, I want to know more about the toxicity you're dealing with, because you're 2 months into this job and right out of school, right?
6 months.
And this is your first job out of college?
This is my first job out of college, yes.
Okay. And all I heard you say that was toxic was that you only have 3 personal days. Can you explain that to me?
So I get 3 personal days, but then the toxicity of the environment is there's a narcissistic management. It rolls, you know, down from the top. If you go and you approach management with suggestions, they're not open to them. You know, they're like, this is my company, it's not your company. There's gossiping around the office. You know, people are yelled at. People are ridiculed for doing things. Stuff like that.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure, because all I heard was 3 personal days. And that just mean vacation days is all you get is 3?
No, that's sick days. And in order to take the sick day, you have to be like, you know, really, really sick. There was one.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Tim, is that really the big issue, or do we really have poor management? Is it a situation where you're fresh out of college and you got all these ideas and you took them some ideas and they didn't like them and it hurt your feelings, and then you feel like you should, if you got a sore throat, that you should be able to stay home?
No.
Okay. All right. Mm-mm. I just want to make sure.
No, it's a toxic environment.
Okay, then great. If it's a toxic environment, then you want to look to get out. Don't worry about the job gap. That idea that if I'm only 6 months somewhere, it's going to look bad. That really doesn't matter. It just is not. Mm-hmm. It's a non-issue. We're seeing in corporate America right now where companies are much more willing to hire people who've been out of the workforce for a long time. So stay-at-home moms who are getting back into the workforce. I cited this from the Wall Street Journal last week. So I wouldn't worry about the fact that you've been there 6 months, because it's going to take you a month or two probably to get something else. And it's not that big a deal. Millennials are changing jobs in their first year. It's not that big a deal. I would just be very careful about how you discuss it. I would just say, hey, it wasn't the right place for me. It's my first job out. I took it. And I know now, having been there, that it's just a better environment and different culture that I'm looking for, and go the positive. Don't run them down, because even I was a little suspect at first, the way you led out of the gate with, you know, you have to be really sick in order to take a sick day. I kind of agree with that. You know what I mean? Like, if your tummy hurts, big deal. Go to work. You know, unless you are, you know, walking around with a communicable disease, if you can focus and do your job 80%, you should probably be in. That would be my take. But anyway, Tim, I'm fine with you moving on. But again, find something else before you leave. Just because you've identified that the place you're in is not a great environment, that it's toxic, it doesn't give you the right to just jump off of a cliff. That doesn't make sense. So buck up, put your big boy pants on, and until you find something else is what I would say. Then we exit. All right. 844-747-2577. Charleston, West Virginia is where we go next. Cindy is on the line. Cindy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Have to admit, I'm a little nervous.
Okay,
what I'm calling about is to ask you how you recommend dealing with the buildup and burnout that comes along with being a nurse.
Yeah. Well, tell me, and I know you're terribly nervous and you're also really emotional. And the emotion is what we need to get to the heart of. What is causing this emotion? What is it? Name it very specifically, because that's the heart of the buildup. What is it?
Bottom line, I don't think this is what I'm supposed to be doing with my life.
Yeah, and so you feel like you've wasted a bunch of time and you're feeling bad about yourself?
That, and I'm 56 years old, so it's a little late to change.
No, it isn't.
And
no,
nursing...
It's not too
nursing
late.
Nursing is just so draining.
Right.
I'm an ER nurse,
yep.
And we almost never get meal breaks.
Right.
We are always understaffed.
Right. Okay. That's what's going on. Here, take a deep breath, because I'm going to tell you what's going on right now, Cindy.
Okay.
You've been listening to the show, so I'm so glad you used the word buildup. Folks, there's no such thing as burnout. I'm tired of hearing people talk about burnout. It's not a real thing. The feelings are real. But what's causing what people think is burnout is buildup on the heart. And there's five causes of buildup on the heart. One is no connection to the work, but you deeply care about patients. Yes or no, Cindy?
Absolutely.
You love the work of being a nurse, of taking care of people. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, great. So it's not passion. The second reason for buildup on the heart is a toxic work environment. You are in a toxic work environment. Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Third cause of buildup on the heart is feeling overwhelmed. Cindy, you're feeling like you're drinking from a fire hydrant. Yes or no?
Almost definitely.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, there's two causes right there. The fourth cause of buildup on the heart is feeling underappreciated. Do you feel underappreciated, Cindy?
Every minute of every day.
And there's the emotion right there. And the fifth cause of buildup is not your problem, and that's being bored. So, folks, we've identified three causes of buildup, and they're all coming at Cindy like a hurricane. And you feel like a palm tree that's bent halfway over the minute you walk into the office. Isn't that right?
Before I even get there.
I know.
The minute the alarm goes off.
Okay, now here's the deal. What if I told you that you could still be a nurse, which is what you're really good at and what you love to do, but you weren't in those three causes of buildup every day? What if I told you that was possible? How would you feel?
I would be hopeful.
Yeah. Well, today is hope coming your way, Cindy, because here's why. I use this example all the time when I speak to young people about the idea of testing out things. So let's say a young gal wants to be a nurse. Well, there's all kinds of nurses. So I would tell this young gal, I want you to get in proximity to a nurse who works in the ER. That's pretty high. That's intense. That's what you deal with. Then let's go hang out with a nurse who's an operating room nurse. And let's go hang out with a nurse who checks people in. We had a lady check my wife in for surgery about 2 months ago. What a delight this lady was. And the only thing she did was tell Stacy everything that was going to be happening. She went through all the paperwork, made sure she signed everything, and gave her whatever she needed, told her, hey, the anesthesiologist is coming in, and then you're going to get the good stuff, the Valium, you're going to go to a happy place. And she was just so nice, and she made sure we had a wheelchair when it was time to get in. So she was the nurse that checked us in and checked us out. Then there's the nurse who's the anesthesiologist nurse. Come on now, Cindy, how many types of nurses are there? Ballpark. Give me a number real quick.
Oh, gosh. There's probably 20 or more.
And I'll bet you out of the 20 or more, there's a lot that are a lot less stressful than what you're in. And you are connected. You are a nurse. You're qualified. You're in the industry. You need today to start talking to everybody you know in your hospital, in that ER, and you go, hey, I got to get out of this space. And let's start getting in proximity, coffee and lunch. Of course, you never get coffee or lunch, but figure it out on your day off. And let's start hanging out with nurses who are in other roles as nurses. And how do you get there? Because at 56, you can move beautifully into that and still be a nurse and not be so stressed out. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. So excited to have you with us as we go through one call at a time. Men and women who are saying, hey, I'm stuck. I'm scared. I'm confused. I'm dying at the workplace, and I'm ready to pursue the dream. Let's go get serious today, shall we? Can we get serious? Can we get serious about being who we were created to be? It's so rewarding. You know, I was talking with somebody today, a very successful singer-songwriter here in Nashville, and it sounds motivational postery, right? Cheese a little bit. It's not the destination. It's all about the journey, but it really is. Because as you accomplish great things in your career and do things, you realize that it's not about those rewards or big accomplishments. Those are nice, but it's really about showing up every day and continuing to be who you're supposed to be. That's where the great satisfaction comes from. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's get you to that place of true purpose. 844-747-2577. We go to Richmond, Virginia, to our affiliate WNTW. Bridget's on the line. Bridget, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Mr. Coleman. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help today, Bridget?
Okay. So just a little bit about me. I got my bachelor's in acting in 2012. I worked pretty successfully teaching for about 6 years and then felt like I needed a change. So I went back to x-ray school, graduated in May, and since then I've been working nonstop. I like the job, but I'm just not feeling fulfilled. And I didn't know if you'd have any advice or guidance on kind of maybe how to marry the two or to I don't even know.
Okay,
if you had anything to tell me.
Yeah. So where does the bachelor's in acting come in right now? If you look at your heart and you look at what you would love to do all day, every day, if you could just make it happen, where does that come in?
I don't mean to get emotional. I apologize.
Don't apologize. This is you get to cry anytime you want to on the Ken Coleman Show. We're cool with it.
Well, thanks yeah. for the permission.
Yeah, sure.
No, I mean, like, obviously, that's the dream, but in Richmond, Virginia, there's no way to make a living as an actor, and I'm pretty practical about that, and I knew I needed something more stable. So financially, it's just, like, not in the equation to do that all day long, which is why I was teaching.
Hold on a second.
Teaching.
Hold on.
Hi.
Tell me why you're crying. Tell me really why you're crying.
Right now, because I'm tired.
Yeah, what are you tired from?
I just worked 11 days straight, and today's my one day off, and I'm just, you know, cleaning and getting life together. And
yeah, but I don't think you're as physically tired as you're emotionally tired. I think you're emotionally exhausted. You got nothing in the tank. Am I right?
Yeah.
Why is that? I want you to say it. Well, I want you to say it. I know why. I want you to tell me.
Yeah, I know. Well, because I think I have a job that is fulfilling in other ways, but it doesn't feed my soul at all.
No.
And that's hard.
Not at all. What would you do? Just say it right now. And I don't want you to have any qualifications. I don't want to hear, but it's not practical, and but I can do it in Richmond. If I could give it to you tomorrow, what would you be going after? Risk-free, you knew it was going to work. What would it be?
Audition after audition and do show after show. Like, that's the dream.
Yeah. Okay. Is it Broadway? Is it television? Is it movies? Is it both? What is it?
No, I mean, I've never been one of those, like, Broadway babies. I just want to make good art.
Okay,
like,
you just want to act.
People happy.
Yeah, you just want to act. Okay. Are you in a relationship? You married? What's the status?
Yes, I'm very happily married, actually.
Okay. So moving to New York and LA to get after it, how realistic is that?
Not at all.
Why?
My husband has a great job here. He's really happy, and we're a team.
Great. What's y'all's situation financially? Do you need your income?
Need is a hard word. I'm still struggling with some student debt, so we're kind of shoveling at that right now.
How much debt do you have?
Probably close to about 40.
Okay, and you are how old?
30.
30, you're young. Goodness gracious sakes alive. And what's your combined income?
Combined right now with how much I'm working, because I'm working two jobs right now, so combined we're probably close to like 160.
160?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's
but that's me again. That's me working like
yeah
every day.
Yeah, and you're a mess right now. you know?
Yeah.
I don't want that. So,
well, the goal was to just like get, you know, obviously doing the Dave Ramsey thing, like get out of it.
And I'm, and listen,
possible.
And so that's the mindset. So what two jobs are you working?
I'm working a full-time job in an urgent care setting. And then I'm also, I have another part of this equation is like, I got this amazing opportunity to train an MRI. And so I'm doing that at a hospital.
Okay, great.
Okay. 3 days a week.
So, but neither one of those are fulfilling this artist heart and this artist soul of yours. That's the challenge. And so you're just, yeah. You're going, I think you could, here's what's going on. You feel like that you are wasting away and you know what you're doing is good. You're getting out of debt. When do you guys think you'll pay off the student loans?
The equation that we have is for next year.
Man, that's huge. I mean, that's Bridget.
Yeah, I was going to say probably faster, but like...
Okay, but listen, let's dream for a moment. So let's fast forward a year from now, and let's say it's sooner, but you guys pay off the student loan debt. Then you could make a whole lot less money, couldn't you?
I mean, maybe.
No, let's be honest for a second. I mean, if what are you making in your combined jobs right now?
Annually, it's around 150. Yeah.
No. That's both. I'm talking about you, just you. What are you making with your money, your jobs?
Probably close to 70.
Okay, good. So you guys are about 50-50. So my point is this: if I told you that in a year from now, after you paid off the student loan, which would give you also more freedom, some opportunity, or maybe even 2 years from now, if you stack some money up and then you got into some type of job that was involved in the arts, and then it also gave you time to do some acting, regional acting, commercial acting, because you can do very well in commercials, and I know that's not like, you know, TV shows, but if you could just get into it part-time, how would that make your heart feel?
I mean, that would be great.
Okay, but you can do that, and that's the path. So here's the deal. You need to change your mindset, because your mind right now is telling you that you have wasted your passion, that you're not doing anything connected to work you love. And in some ways that's true day to day, but that's not the long-term prognosis. That's not the future. This is your present. I've got to bust it. I got to work all these crazy hours to pay off my student loans. But when I pay them off, I could work this crazy for a little while longer, put a big emergency fund in place, or put some money aside. And then I get to decide what I want to do next. And I got an acting degree. What if I got a job at a private school teaching acting, teaching theater? Or what if I got involved with a local company teaching acting classes or things like that, and you began to get that muscle going? And then you started auditioning for regional things and off-Broadway shows or whatever. That's all out there for you. That's not gone. You can still get there, Bridget. But there is a season where I've got to do what I've got to do so I can do what I want to do. And so it takes time. It took me 2 or 3 years to get to a position where I could just do some broadcasting on a Saturday afternoon. So you can get there. I promise, Bridget, it's so close. So the next time you're bone tired, go, this is because I'm funding my future. I'm paying off my debt. I'm getting an emergency fund in place. Me and my husband are together. We're going, I see the future, but I got to do this now so that I can do what I want to do later. Your current day jobs are funding your future. Change that mindset. And so your soul's not being sucked out. You're doing what you have to do so that you can do what you want to do. That's a totally different mindset. So stand strong. Stay with it. And before you know it, the debt's paid off, the emergency fund is full, and you're taking steps. Just like you took baby steps to pay off debt, you can take baby steps to do what you love to do. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you do matter, and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is The Ken Coleman Show. Press on!
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey, good folks. This is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.